And it's time for the good stuff. Yes, indeed. Thanks so much. It's Mike and Kim, and we're delighted to be with you.
The final weekend of the Black Hills Duck Show and Rodeo is coming up, and they've got lots and lots of events like the music concert, the trade show, the art show, rodeo events going on. I mean, it has just been a fantastic week. Always is, with over 300,000 people expected to go through the gates at the monument and through Rapid City for the Black Hills Duck Show and Rodeo. Check things out to get those tickets online.
And you know what?
What?
You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching if you'd like to, and the best way to do it is Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It is what ranchers read, and it's called Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to learn more.
What are you going to share with us today?
Actually, I have something cut from the newspaper. Dannenbrog lies yield a bumper crop, as in not truths. And Dolores Colburn of Valentine sent this in to us. It's actually from a paper from 1988, the Omaha World Herald. So I'm going to be bringing that up.
Let's do it.
All right. How tall is the corn this year in Dannenbrog? Tall enough to lose a 5'4" columnist and his readership for a laugh-filled day. Dannenbrog, about 20 miles northwest of suburb Grand Island, which is 25 miles if you take the shortcut, should have a Gags Unlimited sign at the city line. So small that the circle tour is once around the town triangle, Dannenbrog is home to the National Liars Hall of Fame, which is so small that it takes only one corner of Eric's Big Table Lounge, which is so small that its big table seats only 8 people.
Oh.
The Naga hide in the horseshoe booths at Eric Nielsen's place might have seen better days, but the electrician's tape that patches it is pretty new, and the burgers are fresh and cheap, and the yarns are spun here. Dick Cavett said Friday that New York writers would kill for material half as good as what Roger Welsh steals from his friends and neighbors at the big table and then publishes or uses on his monthly appearance on CBS Sunday morning. Cavett gleaned kernels of tall corn from Welsh for his CBS radio comedy hour this last Friday. Of course, again, this is 1988. The visit was an excuse to pronounce this year's winners in the annual Liars Contest, which dates back to 1925, with one short pause between 1926 and its revival in 1985. They recorded at the kitchen table of Roger and Linda's farmhouse next door to the nation's only jackalope preserve. Now, for those who don't, jackalopes appearing much like horned jackrabbits generally are spotted by cowboys coming out of the bars at 1 or 2 in the morning. And the jackalopes mate during lightning flashes. Oh, the corn was tall, despite a bad summer drought in Nebraska, but worse in North Dakota. So bad there that Dannenbrog farmer Harlan Kroger trucked his cattle to North Dakota to show them how good they had it here. How bad was the drought? Catfish had ticks on them. You could spot them by the trails they left in the dust in the Middle Loop River just outside Welsh's window. Water skiing was banned in Nebraska because of the dust it was kicking up. Welsh was on a roll, and Slump, one of the family's two almost black Labradors among the ducks outside, seemed to nod in assent. But the lie is, that dog is so lazy, he waits for the neighbor's dog to bark, and then he nods his head. Welsh told Cabot, one winner this year of the Liars Contest is Russell Hoy of Ohio, said the drought was so bad the Baptists could only sprinkle while the Presbyterians used a damp cloth. The Lutherans gave rain checks, and one Catholic priest tried to turn wine into water. You know what? I better call it quits for now, but I've got more lies that were told down in Dannenbrog, so listen for future episodes.
If you don't know who Roger Welsh is, he's a famed storyteller, as that story tells you. You can Google him. I'm sure you can find some things online there of things he's done over in the past.
And everybody who remembers him fondly, I'm sure.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.